Are they dead, Pa?
I don't know yet. Good thing it didn't catch fire.
Oh, who are they?
Don't know. Hold the lantern down here.
It's a woman.
Don't recognize her. Hey, this is young Tom Benton.
Oh, the girl is hurt bad. Look at her legs. They must be broken.
Yeah. Come along. We'll get him over to the house. Phone Doc Benton. Hello? Hello? This Dr. Benton's home? This is Jenkins over on the island. Is Dr. Benton there? Oh, is that you, Harvey? Well, you better find Doc and get him over here right away. It's young Tom. He tried to land his plane and hit some trees. I don't think Tom is hurt so bad, but the girl has smashed up something terrible. I don't know who she is. Yeah, goodbye. It didn't take you long to get here, Harvey. We've got him over at our place.
How in the world did Tom hit those trees? I had no trouble seeing the field.
The lights weren't on when Tom came in. Didn't even hear his motor until it was too late. He should have phoned me. He was coming. Hey, where's Doc Benton?
He was out on a case. He left his patient's house, so I left a message telling him I was going ahead and to come as quickly as possible. I brought some medical supplies.
Here we are. Tom's over there on the couch. They put the girl in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Few cuts on him. Don't think he has any broken bones. Oh, nasty bump on the head. Maybe a slight concussion. Well, I better have a look at the girl.
Looks to me like both her legs are broken.
Nita. Poor kid.
You know who she is?
Yes, I know who she is.
Was I right about her legs?
Yes. Both rather badly smashed up.
Where were they going on a night like this?
I imagine they came over here to get you to marry them.
Marry him? Well, I'll be darned. Wonder why he didn't phone me first.
They were in too much of a hurry, I suppose.
Too bad.
She's in a very critical condition. Extreme shock. Better get some hot water and plenty of blankets.
Yeah, right away.
Get the house as warm as possible and put more blankets on Tom.
I'll be right back. Martha?
Yes? How is she?
Harvey says she's in bad shape. Gather up all the bedclothes and coats you can. Got to cover them up good. Put on plenty of water to heat. I'll build up the fire.
Outside, the storm rages on. Harvey sits quietly beside Nita's bed, staring at her in a daze. Her breathing becomes shallow, irregular. A quarter of an hour passes. Then a plane motor is heard overhead. The ship sets down, and Dr. Jacob hurries to the house.
Tom's over there, Doc.
Tom.
He's been unconscious ever since we brought him in.
Can't find any fractures.
He's got an awful wallop on his head.
Yes. I see. No apparent concussion. He'll be all right in a short while. Get some pillows. Raise his feet. I want his head lower.
I'll get them.
You've certainly got it hot in here.
Yeah. Harvey had us do that. Because of the girl. She's pretty bad.
Girl? Where is the girl?
Oh, in the bedroom there. Harvey's in there.
I'll have a look at her. Harvey. Harvey.
Huh? Oh. Hello, Uncle.
What's the matter with you?
I just...
Are you crying?
No, I'm just... This is a miserable mess.
Fine example of a doctor you are. You have to learn to be completely impersonal about these things.
Oh, I know.
What do you say is wrong with her?
Both legs are broken. She's suffering from extreme shock.
Uh-huh. Better take your bag. Go out there and give Tom a shot of adrenaline. I'll attend to the girl.
Yes, sir.
Harvey gives Tom the adrenaline and proceeds to attend to the cuts and bruises. Then he moves to the fireplace and sits staring into the blaze. The storm rages on. The minutes drag slowly along. 10, 20, 30. Then Dr. Jacob steps out of the bedroom.
Harvey.
Yes, sir?
Has Tom come out of it yet?
Not yet. He shows improvement. He'll be all right in a little while.
I see. Jenkins.
Yes, Doc?
Get us something to make a pallet. You'll carry him down to the plane, take him over to the hospital.
Sure, right away. I'll get four poles and some rope. I'll have two made in a jiffy.
Never mind two, just one. The girl is dead.
Then on the following day, Tom has fully recovered. Gradually, the events of the preceding hours begin to pass before him. The argument, the island, the plane, Nita. Nita screaming, and then the crash. And then, Nita. Where is Nita? Tom sends for his father. But Jacob is already standing in the shadows of the room.
How do you feel, Tom?
Nita. Is Nita all right?
Now, take it easy, Tom. Don't get excited.
Where is Nita?
Forget about Nita for the moment. You've been pretty badly banged up. A little more and you'd have had a real concussion.
What about Nita?
If you insisted on flying to the island, why didn't you phone Jenkins to turn on the lights?
He heard my motor. We were in a hurry. Besides, I saw the lights.
Jenkins said he didn't turn them on at all. Didn't hear you till just before you crashed.
That's ridiculous. Where have you got Nita?
Nita is at the undertaker's.
She... What?
She's dead.
Good Lord. Was she... Did it happen in the crash?
No, she died about half an hour after I got there.
Were you on the island?
Yes, Jenkins found you and called the house. I was out on a case and got to the island too late to save her.
What was the cause?
Her legs were broken. She died from extreme shock.
Was there nothing you could do?
Nothing.
Did you try?
I resent that inference. You should know better than that.
I'd rather have had anybody in the world there than you.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Yes, I do. You hated her. You didn't give her half a chance.
Will you shut up and stop yelling?
What did you give her?
I gave her adrenaline.
It was probably water.
I've heard enough out of you. When you come to your senses, I'll consider talking to you. Good day.
Now Tom, his mind filled with suspicion, his heart burning with hatred, throws on his clothes, dashes out of the hospital, and goes to the island. He reviews the whole situation with Jenkins. Each incident from the time he first heard the plane motor to the moment they took him to the hospital. Tom returns to town, arranges for an autopsy, and is now talking to the autopsy surgeon.
Well, Dr. Groberg, how about it? What's your report?
Well, both legs were fractured, but there was no compound fracture. There were several minor lacerations about the body and a head contusion.
Nothing there that would have caused death?
No, nothing.
What else did you find? Any evidence of poison?
No, none.
She was suffering from shock?
Oh, naturally, but not extreme shock.
Then she didn't die from shock?
Death from shock would have been prevented by the adrenaline administered.
Then you found adrenaline present?
Yes. That is what I can't understand.
What do you mean?
Well, one of the most difficult things to diagnose is the difference between extreme shock and internal hemorrhage.
There was internal hemorrhage?
Certainly. And this one was one of the easiest to diagnose I've ever seen. As you well know, adrenaline in internal hemorrhage is absolutely contraindicated.
In other words, you think our death was caused by the administration of adrenaline?
I do, definitely. But those things happen sometimes, regardless of how hard we try.
Yes. Well, thanks, Doctor. I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm.
help, Father.
Well, have you finally come to your senses?
Yes. Yes, I have. I'd like to have a little talk with you.
Very well. What about?
I've been doing a little investigating.
Investigating? Now, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about Nita.
Are you going to start on that again?
I am. And I'm going to follow it to a conclusion.
I don't want to have anything more to do with it.
But I do.
I've had a hard day, and I don't care to listen to any more of your idiotic babblings.
How would you like to have the grand old name of Benton? The untarnished reputation of your long line of surgeons blasted to 1,000 pieces.
What are you talking about?
How would you like to have it known that you, the eminent Dr. Benton, the trusted, the revered Dr. Jacob Benton, deliberately and with malice aforethought caused the death of a girl? How would you like that?
You're insane, positively mad.
Oh, no, I'm not. I've gone back over the whole thing. I know you hated Nita. You said I'd regret the day so long as I lived. You threatened to do something, and you did. At your first opportunity.
You are crazy.
You did everything to separate us. You tried to buy her off. When that didn't work, you killed her.
Get out of here. Leave this house.
You didn't just let her die. You killed her, murdered her.
Get out.
I know what I'm talking about. I had an autopsy performed.
You what?
An autopsy.
Go on.
She didn't die of shock.
What then?
She died of a very obvious internal hemorrhage, aggravated by adrenaline, which is contraindicated. You're a specialist in that line. You couldn't have made that mistake in 1,000 years.
But I was positive it was a shock.
You knew what it was.
No, I must have been wrought up. I could have made that one wrong diagnosis that happens once in 1,000 times.
Oh, no, I saw the body. I could tell, with as little medical experience as I've had.
Tom, you mustn't say anything further about this.
Why not?
It would ruin my reputation.
Oh, now you're worried about your reputation. What's that compared to the girl I love?
Oh, but Tom, listen to me, please.
Good night.
Wait a minute. Wait, Tom.
Well, what do you want, Harvey?
I heard you. I heard every word.
So what?
I can't let it go on like this. I can't let you do this to your father.
What's it to you? You keep out of
it. No, Tom, now listen. You're wrong.
I know what I'm talking about. Nita was murdered, and I can prove it.
Your father had nothing to do with it.
Harvey, that's enough. Leave us alone.
I won't. I can't stand by quietly and see this happen to you. I won't.
Leave this room, Harvey. Don't say another word.
Now, wait a minute. What are you trying to say, Harvey?
I did it. Your father's trying to cover up for me.
What do you mean?
He wants to save my future reputation. If it got out, it would be a blot against me.
What would be?
When Jenkins called, your father was out. He told me what had happened. I left a note for your father, took an emergency bag, and flew to the island in hopes I could do something.
Go on.
I thought Nita was suffering from shock. I was terribly upset because I was in love with her. So I gave her adrenaline. I wasn't experienced enough to recognize symptoms of hemorrhage.
Is that the truth?
Yes, now that he's told it, there's nothing I can do. I knew in an instant it was hemorrhage. When I saw the adrenaline vial, I knew what a terrible mistake he'd made. He was emotionally upset over the girl, and I wanted to give him a chance. It was done. I tried my best to pull her through, but it was too late.
I'm sorry, Tom. Terribly sorry.
Harvey guiltily leaves the library and goes up the stairs to his room. Tom stands staring at Jacob, then drops into a chair and begins to sob softly. A few minutes pass, then a shot. Tom and his father leap to their feet, rush up the stairs and into Harvey's room. Harvey is sprawled dead over the desk, a gun in his hand, and on the desk a note addressed to Tom. Read it, Tom.
Dear Tom, I can't stand it any longer. It's been driving me crazy from the moment I did it. Nita's face is before me every second of the day and night. I was in love with her. But when she ran away with you, I lost my reason. I imagine she'd be better off dead. I was filled with hatred. I knew she was suffering from hemorrhage. But I gave her the adrenaline in a bit of revenge. Now it's driving me mad. Forgive me. Harvey.
Well, that's the end. Another case of jealousy. Another example of the futility of allowing oneself to become a victim of the green-eyed monster, jealousy.
Thank you. CBS has presented The Whistler. Original music for this production was composed and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. The Whistler is written and directed by J. Donald Wilson and originates from Columbia Square in Hollywood. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.